Hi, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor, and I just wanted to mention that there's been a lot of talk about the Nobel Peace Prize of late, and I think they kind of missed the boat on this a little bit. They are giving the prize to this Chinese fella who's incarcerated for sedition, they say, which is probably in America. The guy'd be just another blip on the wall, another brick in the wall. I suggest this. They need to give the peace prize to a fighter, somebody like me, who's willing to fight for peace. Now, you probably say, well, fighting for peace, they're contradictory. That doesn't work. Well, actually, fighting for peace is the only thing that does work. Just sitting there and waiting for peace to come to you ain't going to happen. If you think about it, when you're a kid, you're going along and somebody bullies you a little bit. You tolerate it, you go to school, come back, that bully's there again. So that bully every day bullies you on the way back and the way to school. So eventually, you get to the point where you say, hey, wait a minute, this ain't going to work for me. I got to stand up to this guy. So you stand up to the guy, you pound him a couple of times, or not, or he pounds you. Sometimes that's enough, just to stand up to them, and they beat you up, but then they don't bug you anymore after that. It's kind of crazy, but it's what I've seen. If you stand up and fight, you actually stop a war. You just stand, you just kind of end it fast. And I told my kids when they were coming up, they would come to me and say, hey, Dad, you know, this kid is messing with me, and what should I do? I said, well, you know, you try to get away from him, and if you don't want to get away, you have to pound them. And the way you do that is you submit them. You don't have to beat them in the face with your fists or slug them in the gut or choke them to death. You just get him in a position where he can't get out of it. And you tell him if he don't stop, you're going to hurt him. And you know the funny thing is? They always stop. I haven't seen anybody stop when you had them in a submission hold. There are those who won't, but I haven't seen anybody. So you put them in the submission, you threaten to hurt them if they don't stop, and you know what? You actually saved that person's life. And I told my kid, I said, you know what? When you beat somebody up like this and you hurt them a little bit, when they're acting like an idiot, you actually saved their life. And they go, how so? Well, if you think about it, they messing with you, and you're not a bad person. You're not going to hurt them. Sure, you'll get them a little bit of a hold and, you know, maybe make them hurt a little bit that way, but you're not going to physically harm them to where you're going to try to kill them. But if the kooky kid thinks that they're tough after messing with you, and then they're going to go mess with somebody else out there who's a little crazy, or maybe they're on some dope, they don't have a line, and they turn around and they stick a knife in your throat, or they stick a gun in you and blast it a couple times, or they run you over with their car because they're not normal. You actually saved that person by keeping them away from that situation. You hit them a little bit, and they said, well, you know, the next time I think about bullying somebody, I'm not going to do it. You know, the only way you can get rid of bullies is you have to let the person who's being bullied start bullying people. And you let those people be bullied, and then you start bullying people, and you go back and forth to the point where one time eventually you'll just get to that point where it's like, hey, I don't want to be bullied. And I don't want to be the bully. And then you get to where I am, in that wonderful space, no man's land.